here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We're very happy that you're with us tonight, and there's a lot to talk about. We're going to be previewing the USL Eastern Conference Final this evening. The Rhinos will host Louisville City FC. The top two teams in the USL will face off this Saturday night at Salem Stadium at 7:05. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Plus, there'll be another way we can tell you how to get tickets in just a moment. Our special guest from the Rhinos tonight is their record-setting keeper, Brandon Miller. He'll be on at 7 o'clock. And we also welcome back to the show Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, from his lengthy vacation in the United Kingdom. We have a lot of international news to talk about tonight. We'll get to that. And we'll also look ahead with Michael Lewis to Saturday night's critical match between the U.S. men's national team and Mexico for the right to represent CONCACAF in the 2017 Confederations Cup at a sold-out Rose Bowl. Over 90,000 people will be there. We'll talk about that. Get you ready for that big match kicking off at 9:30 p.m. on Saturday night. So go to the Rhinos match. Come home and see the U.S. men's national team against Mexico. Let's bring in now Joe Redcard Sirianni, who's live here with me, live in our remote studio.
So good to be with you, Andrew, and it's so good to be in the warmth of this studio over here with you and the beautiful picture that I'm facing. And, of course, you know, what a wonderful game for the Rhinos last Saturday. I mean, I had the opportunity to, and I want to thank Bernie Acovangelo for allowing me to be in his suite. I was nice and warm. I had a few cocktail food and all that kind of things that goes with it, all the things that Bernie really knows how to do. And again, on behalf of me and my family that were there, I can't say much about in the kindness that Bernie allowed us to have the suite. So, and but the game was, I enjoyed the game, but I missed the sitting where I sit, because you get the flavor of the game, you get the flavor of hearing the coach, you get the flavor of you know, the camaraderie. And I have to pay tribute to a couple guys that I sit with, you know, the guys that you know, our friend that made a trophy for us, Louis
Reinwald.
Louis Reinwald. And the other people that I sit with, they're really fantastic fans.
The fratelli.
They're there at every game. And one of the other guy, he's not going to go to Florida because he's going to wait for the game. So that, for the next game. So I'm going to tell you how good they are. And he canceled his flight twice. So the Rhinos, I wish I could remember his name now because it just eluded me, but
They know
who I'm talking about. I got a senior moment at the moment.
I want to mention Bernie Acovangelo. This part of the show is brought to you by his businesses, Faber Homes, 889-4840, or go to faberhomes.com. And his wife's business, Claridge Design Center, located at Chalet Paul Center. Number that for that, Claridge Design Center, 889-5800, for your bath, kitchen, and they got in your home.
They have a tremendous selection of carpet, all the things that you need for kitchen, and all the things that you need for the living room. So, if you're shopping to modernize your home with Claridge Home is the place to be.
And, of course, if you need a new home, you go to Faber Homes, and then you fill it with stuff from Claridge Design Center.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
You keep it right. Bernie Acavangelo, who supports Rochester soccer for so many years, all the way from the youth level all the way up to the professional teams, we want to thank him for all his support for our show. We have something else we want to mention, Joe. It's very important. It's something that came out today. As a matter of fact, I wrote the press release for it. The Rochester Rhinos are partnering with four of the Rochester's most well-known and largest charities, the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester, and, of course, you saw the pink wear that the NFL players were wearing during the match, during the games over the weekend, Camp Good Days and Special Times, Hillside Family of Agencies, and the American Diabetes Association. For anyone who makes a donation of $10, $20, or $100 or more, to any four of these agencies, so you donate to one of the agencies, then you will receive tickets to Saturday's match. So if you donate $10, you get two tickets. If you donate $20, you get six tickets. If you donate $100, you get 30 tickets.
Man, that's
so
a great deal.
That's a great deal, and you're supporting some of the great organizations in the Rochester area who support our community in so many different ways. Go to the Rhinos website. It's right on the front page is the press release will have a link with a small square, not small, but a square place you can click and have more information as well. We'll have that after the show because I have to put that up myself. The number to call, of course, for the Rhinos is 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. You can click on the link inside of the news information about this event and this charity partnership that the Rhinos are doing. It's a great, great cause. Support our local team, support our local community through these great agencies.
Why don't you give the breakdown again?
You donate $10 to any one of the four agencies, you get two tickets. You donate $20, you get six tickets. You donate $100, you get 30 tickets. And you can pick one of the four charities to make your donation.
Very good.
Rhinos are donating those tickets. Absolutely.
And all the money goes to that charity. So, that you know.
That's correct.
That's a great promotion that the Rhinos are doing to help, you know, to help the community and help those agency, that they do so much good for them.
And we want to thank the agencies as well for supporting the Rhinos. We want to fill that stadium on Saturday. There's Louisville City, they have a lot of people come to their matches, and they don't think a lot of fans come to Rhinos matches, so we have to prove this team wrong. This is a team that's second in the league. They scored the most goals in the league. The Rhinos beat them once at home and tied them in Louisville. So it's going to be a great, great match. The leading scorer in the USL, Matt Fondi, plays for Louisville City. And, of course, the leading goalkeeper in front of the leading defense, Brandon Miller, will be on our show tonight, plays for the Rhinos. So I want to, again, encourage everyone to come out for this match. It's the Eastern Conference Final. The two top teams in the league based on points during the regular season. The winner will play the Western Conference champion, which will be decided on Sunday. Oklahoma City Energy FC will take on LA Galaxy DOS in Oklahoma to determine who will be the Western Conference champion. Speaking of champions, Joe, I know I'm sure you watched the women's final on Thursday between FC Kansas City and Seattle Reign.
Let me tell you, it was a great game. It was a great goal. And what can you say? I mean, they play a great soccer, and my compliment to Kansas City, my compliment to all the women that play in soccer, because they show, they not only make a great show, but a great competition, and they are super, super female that, you know, that excel in the game that we love the most.
Absolutely, and we also want to congratulate the other Kansas City team in professional soccer that plays outdoors, Sporting Kansas City. They won the U.S. Open Cup on Wednesday, defeating Philadelphia Union on penalties after a 1-1 draw. But, Joe, as you know, the big news out of that match, the two goalies in the penalty shootout, both former Rhinos, Tim Melia of Sporting Kansas City and John McCarthy of Philadelphia Union. And the Rhinos got some good play and some good plugs from the ESPN2 announcers. I mean, what a great statement about the Rhinos and their organization that the two keepers in the U.S. Open Cup final both came through Rochester.
That's great, great accolade, not only for the Rhinos but for the coaches and for the individual themselves, because they excel in a very difficult situation. So, you know, it's funny because when you talk about goalkeeper, when you talk about penalty kicks, when you talk about all the kind of stuff that really happens, you know, they get a lot of accolades if they win, and they get they become the GOAT if they lose in some cases. But what makes the goalkeeper a great goalkeeper is a great defense too. So the Rhinos have a great defense, and they have a great goalkeeper.
Absolutely. We'll hear from Brandon Miller at 7 o'clock. And I just want to say also, that penalty kick and shootout was one of the better ones I've seen. All the penalties were superb, except for the last one that was saved by Tim Melia. That was a little suspect. But John McCarthy guessed pretty much right on every penalty, but they were just too good. I mean, yeah. the kickers did a great job in that. They under a great amount of pressure winning that trophy. So twice in a row now, Sporting Kansas City has defeated Philadelphia Union.
Let me ask you this, Andrew. If you were a kicker, how would you kick the ball? Fast, slow, what would you do?
You just kick it as hard as you can because you give the goalie very little chance if you hit the ball with such pace that they can't react.
Only thing, you got to hit it just right so it doesn't go up.
Well, we've seen that happen before.
Yeah.
But that hopefully there'll be no penalties in the USL semifinals or finals. I hate penalties, but that's something else altogether. But we'll talk more about penalties when it comes to that. But right now we're going to take our first break. When we come back, for the first time in, 6 weeks, we're very happy to be joined once again by Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, back from his vacation in the UK. We'll hear about his vacation. We'll talk international soccer next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Chico. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
With the sky so blue above.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
It's a battle of the top two teams in the USL as the regular season champion Rochester Rhinos host Louisville City FC in the USL Eastern Conference Final this coming Saturday at 7.05 p.m. at Salem Stadium. Purchase your tickets for this big match by visiting the MVP Healthcare Box Office at 460 Oak Street. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come support your Rhinos as they look to bring home the USL title. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Welcome back.
Your dreams were your... Oh, got to love John Sebastian. And, of course, that's the Welcome Back Cotter theme for those of you who are as old as I am. And remember that great show. And we're also welcoming back to our show Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Our international report with Dick Howard brought to you tonight by Dental Doctor David Olivo of Gates. Number to call is 328-3382 to make an appointment or for a consultation. And you can also visit his interactive website at davidolivodmd.com. He's my dentist. I've been going to this practice for...
Mine too.
Yes, Joseph. I've been going to the practice for since I was 2 years old. I won't say how many years that is, but... He's best
Let me say 25.
Well, there was another dentist before him, but some of the people are still there from the original office. Yeah. So,
and by the way, it's a great staff. So when you go there, they even have coffee that you can indulge in a nice cup of coffee and nice atmosphere. Rosemary is fantastic.
Absolutely.
And the assistants are just as good. So
if you have any dental needs, Dr. David Olivo of Gates, 2005 Lyle Avenue, just off of 390. Welcome back, Dick. How are you doing?
Great. Does he deal with Canadian clients as well?
Yeah, definitely. You got to bring your own insurance, though.
Well, Dick,
great, nice to be back,
you.
Guys, but I'm outclassed tonight. You've got a true Mr. Zero tonight, Brandon Miller. What a marvelous performance over the year by this young man. Just great, and hopefully it'll continue in the playoffs.
Well, it's got a good start, and it was a shutout in the first playoff match, and we're looking forward to Saturday's match against Louisville, the Eastern Conference Final, and we'll talk to Brandon Miller at 7 o'clock. But, Dick, I'm going to ask you about your trip. Tell us about where you went and what you did while you were spending all those many weeks in the U.K.
Well, it was great. I spent time with mainly the family up in the northwest, up in near to the Scottish border, near to Carlisle, and then... time down in the southwest of England, and the nearest football league team is Exeter City. So you got two sort of teams in the lower divisions. Didn't get to see them. The big thing, guys, was the Rugby World Cup is in present being played in England and some games in Wales, and that's got a lot of the space, although, of course, there's always room for the Premiership, but that was certainly getting a lot of airtime.
I was going to ask you about that, Dick, because... For those of you who don't know, England, again, hosting the World Cup of Rugby. It's going on. The U.S. is in it, not doing too well. But England was knocked out in the group stage, which has never happened before to any host country. First time England's ever been knocked out in the group stage. And even making it worse, they lost to Wales and Australia.
Yeah. And so, you know, they did not play well, and a lot of gnashing of teeth, of course, but... It's going to be, an island. Or the All Blacks, of course, New Zealand are always the favorites. But it's certainly got a lot of print and a lot of commentary, of course, with regards to England's poor performances. Hopefully the football team will qualify for Euro in the upcoming weekend, and that will take away a little bit.
Did they fire the coach?
In all probability, he will be released, yes. That's the word. But obviously the big issue, of course, at the moment is the replacement of Brendan Rodgers at Liverpool Football Club.
That was a stunner. I mean, they said that if he lost to Everton in the Merseyside Derby, he would be sacked. He did tie the match, but it didn't help.
No, the decision was made before the game, I think, and It's been tough, you know. But tell you what, guys, close to $10 million as a severance is not too bad, is it?
You're in as an ex.
$10 million, over £5 million.
Wow. How much you think Marino's going to get if they let him go?
Well, I wanted you to mention that, not me.
But before we get to Chelsea, because I have some things I want to say about this.
No, we're
I want to mention that the coach that's likely going to replace Brendan Rodgers is the former coach of Borussia Dortmund, Jurgen Klopp, the German. So
very much so. Apparently, the meetings between his representatives and Liverpool Football Club have been going very well, and they hope to make an announcement by the end of the week. And I'm sure that Jurgen Klopp would love it. He's ideally suited for a Liverpool Football Club. He's charismatic. He's done tremendously well with Borussia Dortmund over the years in their battles against Bayern Munich, and he would be a perfect fit, I think, for Liverpool at the present time. Tough on, you know, the previous manager, Brendan Rodgers, but he'd lost the plot, so to speak, and I think Klopp coming in, Klopp, you can imagine all the songs that are going to be devised by that group of fans of Liverpool.
That's for sure. And with, of course, with the league off this weekend, it gives him a little more time to get acclimated. But let's talk about my team here, because after the loss on Saturday, I mean, losing at home is news of the greatest impotence, because Chelsea does not lose at home.
Under
Mourinho, and they have lost this year. And I talked with a couple people over the weekend after the match who are soccer people, well in the know, insiders, and they told me something that I never really thought of until now, and it makes a lot of sense. And I'm going to bring Joe on this because it involves him. He said that the reason what's happening at Chelsea comes down to what Mourinho did to their trainer, Dr. Ava Carneiro, reaming her out in public after she came on the field to assist Eden Hazard in the first match of the year against Swansea. The players were not happy about it. She's no longer with the club, and they are not playing for Mourinho. And
Mourinho was totally out of order with his actions.
Yes,
totally out of order.
And Joe, as we were talking, because he is, of course, the trainer for the Lancers all those years, and he knows trainers and players get very, very close. Joe, would you tell us about that?
You know, there is an unwritten rule that exists between them. First of all, if the trainer like you, if the players like the trainer, they go a bet for him at any time. But certainly, you know, you have to gain the respect of the player, and I'm sure that Dr. Carneiro did that too. My job as a trainer, I never really looked at the game, you know, as per se watching the game. When I was a trainer, I followed the play, and I follow whoever had the ball and what, and I had I had the thing in me that if I saw somebody go down, you know, I didn't hesitate to go run on the field contrary to what the referee wanted me to do.
Did you ask permission of the coach to go on the field, Joe?
I'm sorry?
Did you ask permission of your coach at the time whether you should go on the field or not?
Definitely not. My job, and I'll put it in Dr. Korn terminology. Okay,
Dr. Korn was from the Lancer.
Dr. Korn was the doctor for the Lancer. And he said to me one day when we were talking about when he got the red card too in New York, he said, you know, we're dealing with life and death, okay, with the players. You know, some players now, they fake more than before, so you have to be alert to what's going on. But the reality of the thing that the trainers have a responsibility to look at the game, look at the play, and make a judgment call pertaining to what happened on the field. I mean, I remember we were in Montreal and Memphis Eisler got hit with, they went up on a head ball, and he got hit right on the bridge of the nose. And when he went down, by the time I got there, which it was time, you know, it was very quick, he was already in the process swallowing his tongue because he had a concussion. Had I not been there, he would have been dead. So those are the kind of things that happen right now.
Good example, Joe. And you're pretty quick sprinting onto the field as well in those days.
Now I don't know if I can do. But the reality, and Dick, you know, because you're a player, and you're an observer, and you now you're a mature person in soccer. You know the consequences of sports injury.
Exactly.
Right now, they got a lot of people that concussion. There are a lot of people that don't want to come out because they earn and they pay by being on the field. There's a lot of consequences. You really have to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is the safety of the players. Above all,
exactly.
As far as the trainer is concerned.
Exactly.
So if this lady went on the field because she thought something was wrong, she was completely in the right to do so. And if the coach...
And Mourinho should have supported that action.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't like to talk badly about Mourinho because I think he's one of the greatest coaches in the game. Mm-hmm. But his strength is managing the players, and if he's lost the confidence of the players where he can't control them or they won't play for him, they're going to have to make a change. Mm-hmm. And Chelsea came out today and said they're fully supporting Mourinho. Mourinho said he's not going anywhere. You know what that means? He'll be gone soon. It always happens, and it's sad, but Chelsea's in big trouble right now. And they've got to do something.
Well, you know,
they're not going to be in Europe next year.
On the other hand, you have to say this. You know, those players are professional. How can you know when you made the statement they won't play for the coach? I mean, is it a valuable thing to say, Dick? Do players really rebel against the coach?
I think sometimes the word used is loses the dressing room, you know, where a coach just cannot communicate with the players. I think with Jose Mourinho, he's been tremendous with regards to his man management over the years. It's just on certain occasions, he doesn't say the right things. You know, he made comments at the weekend about a penalty kick should have been given, which we know that sometimes, depending on where the referee is, and we've talked about this ad infinitum, but it is very difficult from where he's sitting in his nice, comfortable chair to make a judgment call. And this is something that always concerns me, because if you're sitting in the dugout, the angle of where you are sitting and the view you have of the field is very, very limited.
Right.
Yeah, you're there and you're accusing the referee of not being fair to his team. I question some of his statements, but... As Andrew says, he's done tremendously well, and his man management skills are second to none at times.
Well, we're going to have to see how that comes about. I mean, if they continue to underperform, I mean, they lost to Porto as well, which is Mourinho's former team in the UEFA Champions League over the past week. So we'll see what happens. But we're going to mention some good things. I mean, Sergio Aguero matches Robert Lewandowski, scoring 5 goals in 1 game against Newcastle. Of course, Newcastle near the bottom of the table, but still scoring 5 goals against any team in the Premiership is incredible. But what about Robert Lewandowski?
Well,
is he maybe the best player in the game right now? Nobody can stop him, and he'll be suiting up for Poland on the weekend.
I was just reading some reports that one of the coaches of the Scottish team, Mark McGee, said, "Oh, with nothing to fear with Robert Lewandowski, 12 goals in 4 games. I think you have something to really be afraid of, because if Poland can get the result, then obviously they're going to be well in contention for qualifying. If Scotland lose, they'll be out of it. Be a great atmosphere at Hampden, but to say that they have no fear of Lewandowski, I don't know whether he's trying to wind up the Polish striker or not, but he's playing superbly well at the moment.
It's all psychology. It's the way it always works with coaches. We all know that. And you mentioned European qualifying. Not a lot of marquee matchups this coming next few days. I mean, Scotland, Poland's a big one. England should have an easy time in their match. I don't think Italy plays.
Don't think Spain and Luxembourg is a marquee matchup?
I'm sorry?
Spain and Luxembourg, no? Georgia and Gibraltar, no?
No, there's a lot of minnows playing the big boys. So
guys, I think
the big
game that I'm looking at is Republic of Ireland against Germany.
That's that's a very important match. And
it'll
be played
one.
In Ireland, and Ireland needs a result against the world champions to to solidify a spot in Euro. But, Dick, before we let you go, we got to mention Toronto FC. It looks like the wait's going to be over. They're finally going to make the postseason after all these seasons of frustration.
Finally. But it's due to that magical Italian, the Tommy Cant. And he met up with Paolo Rossi the other week for lunch, Joe. Paolo Rossi in town doing some PR work, and they were comparing notes. But I'm delighted to see that he's been recalled for the national team, because he's been playing superbly for Toronto FC.
Very good. And let me tell you, they need him. They need him.
Juve won, so you're a little bit happier, Joe, the win over Bologna.
Yeah,
they're getting back on track again, I hope.
Yeah. They did well in the Euro Cup, but they went back and they lost to Napoli, and then of course a lot of criticism, but now they won against Bologna, and let's just hope that they keep on the right track. Certainly, a lot of changes they made are as for the future, and I feel bad for Milan, because they got a. They lost again, and I don't know what's going to happen there. But they invest a lot of money, and the play is not performing to what's expected of them.
Well, you can't want to forget the other big news out of Italy. So Swallow finally lost a match. They lost to Empoli, their first loss of the season, The final team in Serie A to be undefeated. They lost their perfect record, but. Got to mention also, we wanted to say congratulations to Villarreal. They are atop of La Liga. I don't think anybody in their right mind would have expected that after seven matches. What a season they're having. And Celta Vigo in third place. Barcelona struggling without Mr. Messi right now.
Yeah, well, it's the case, isn't it?
The song, What a Difference a Day Make, What a Difference a Player Make.
Exactly. Talking about that, if Jerinko's not in the starting lineup, if he's out injured for TFC, they're certainly not the same team. Altidore's been doing well. He got his 12th goal at the weekend, but the Atomic Ant has been the difference. So we'll see how things go with regards to that. But in the meantime, all the best to Bob and the boys with regards to the upcoming games, and hopefully another shout-out for Brandon Miller.
Thanks, Dick. It's great to have you back, and we'll talk to you again next Monday. It's Thanksgiving up in Canada next Monday.
That's right.
Don't eat too much turkey, because you've got
to
be on the radio.
I'll try not to, Joe. I'll watch my diet.
Okay.
Thanks, Dick.
Great chat to you guys.
Thank you very much, and welcome back.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick, now that he's back from vacation, every week with international soccer news and commentary here on our show. When we come back, we'll be joined by the top goalkeeper in the USL this season, Brandon Miller of the Rochester Rhinos, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Say to me, and let me be your man.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price. Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3255.
3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
It's a battle of the top two teams in the USL as the regular season champion Rochester Rhinos host Louisville City FC in the USL Eastern Conference Final this coming Saturday at 7.05 p.m. at Salem Stadium. Purchase your tickets for this big match by visiting the MVP Healthcare Box Office at 460 Oak Street. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come support your Rhinos as they look to bring home the USL title. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
One of Phil Mercado's favorite songs to play on a Saturday night at Salem Stadium. The DJ and the musical expert here at our facility. This is Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Suriani here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. And this Saturday night, the place to be is Salem Stadium. The Rochester Rhinos hosting Louisville FC in the USL Eastern Conference Final. It's the top two teams in the league competing for the chance to play in the championship match next weekend. And we're joined now by the goalkeeper of the Rochester Rhinos, the record setter with more shutouts and the lowest G goals against average in league history, Brandon Miller. Brandon's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. And also look at the front page of the Rhinos site to get to the link to donate to charity. If you donate either to Camp Good Days and Special Times, American Diabetes Association, the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester, and Hillside Agencies, one of those agencies, you can receive free tickets to the Rhinos Magic and all the information at rhinosoccer.com. Brandon, thanks for being with us tonight. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, always a pleasure to have you on the show. And, boy, what a match on Saturday. And we're all talking about Steven Dos Santos's two great goals, but I want to talk to you about the defense, because the Red Bulls, too, really didn't have much of a look at goal pretty much the entire match. I mean, you guys really locked them down, especially after they went down to 10 men. But still, that first half, they were competitive but really didn't have a great look at you, except maybe one chance where they chipped in and you were able to paw the ball over for a corner kick early in the first half. But the defense again in front of you doing the job.
Yeah, I thought we came in with a pretty specific game plan of what we wanted to do in terms of limiting their wingers, limiting their attack, and I thought we did a really good job. We started out a little slow, but once we worked ourselves into the game, we really got comfortable, and the defense and the midfield did really well, especially just shutting down those guys, their attack, and doing what we needed to do and what we had set out in our game plan.
Brandon, Joe Suriani here. Just you don't look at the game plan that you guys really had and take into consideration that when they became a man down, for about 10-15 minutes, excuse me, 10-15 minutes, they had the, they seemed like they were dominating, and that's when you really came into play, because their forward and their midfield, they tried to put the pressure under on your defense. Am I correct in this assessment? How did you see the game?
I just felt like they came out pretty well. in the first half. I mean, obviously they wanted to press us a bit and get in our face, and that gave us time. And I mean, they have a good team, a good midfield that can move the ball pretty well. So we always knew that they were going to have a bit of possession, and because that's their game plan, that's what they want to do. But we just try to focus on not really losing our heads or losing our focus on what we want to do. And once we work ourselves into the game, we feel like we can really take it to anybody in the league.
Brandon Miller from the Rochester Rhinos is with us right now, the top goalkeeper in the USL this year. And Brandon, you mentioned about the defense. I was watching the game up in the press box, especially in the first half when the play was right in front of me. I was noticing how the team was really working together as a unit of 11 players to shut them down, especially when Obikop was their big gun on the left side. Whenever he got the ball, there was two or three Rhinos surrounding him, forcing him to play the ball backwards and limiting his opportunities. So really, it wasn't just the defenders. It was also the midfielders and even Alex Dixon and Steven Dos Santos getting involved in the defensive side when they had the ball.
Yeah, I mean, it really starts from the forwards, the pressure that they put on the defenders, really forcing and keeping it to one side. And when the ball does get to their dangerous players, we get multiple players around that player, like you said, and it's just a lot of communication, a lot of understanding of the system that we play, and everybody's willing to work. I think that's what's made us so successful this year, is that we really had a group mentality where we want to work hard and really shut down other teams, and we build off of that with our offense.
Brandon, your defense certainly is doing the job, but I noticed that you were the director back there for the communication, the positioning that you want them to be, especially on the corner kick. What is your approach, pertaining to directing them and telling them, what happens?
I mean, for me, it's there's a reason, for a goalkeeper to be pretty loud and vocal, and I think it's just the main reason is to help get guys in positions and really limit the attack for the other team. And so if I can see everything on the field and put guys in positions to really contain the danger, then I mean that's the best thing for me. And another reason is it keeps me in the game. So, like, as you see, our defense doesn't give up many shots, so I'm not as active as some other goalkeepers may be in the league. So just being vocal and communicating with the back line is a good way to keep me engaged and keep me sharp.
To that point, I noticed that you go away from the goal, almost to half line. Not that far, but almost. Is that something that is within the game plan?
Yeah, it's just, Coach Lilly and Coach McInerney, our goalkeeper coach, we've spoken throughout the season about just playing a bit higher up in my positioning just to stay connected with the back line in order to, keep the defenders from having to turn around and really sprint and run towards goal and having to make, tough decisions on where to clear the ball. Instead, I can just, come through and clear the ball upfield if I'm in the right position. So I think it's just better and easier to help the back line if I stay connected and can clear out some dangerous things over the top.
Seems like in every match this year, Brandon, somebody has stepped up for the Rhinos and was the big gun. And then on Saturday's game, it was Steven Dos Santos. The Red Bulls had no answer for him. He caused the red card for Pliwa, who was taken down as the last man. And then I know you were 100 yards away, but what did you think of that goal he scored in the 48th minute? I mean, that was a goal of the year candidate. It was just brilliant, brilliant play from him.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I've seen it probably five or six times since then, and it was just an absolutely amazing strike. It's bending outside the post and curls right back in and tucks right inside the post. I mean, there's not really much the keeper can do about it. It's just a great strike. He had a great game on Saturday, and I think it was only fitting that he got on the score sheet.
He certainly had a great match, and that sets up Saturday now. The Rhinos against Louisville City. It's the top two teams in the league. The team with the best offense against the team with the best defense. How appropriate is that? And obviously the Louisville comes in with a lot of experience. They like to move the ball around. And of course, their big gun is the leading scorer in the league, Matt Fondi, the big striker. What do you guys expect to see from Louisville? I know it's been about 4 months since you played them here at Salem Stadium. We beat them 2-0. But what do you think that Louisville is going to bring here on Saturday?
I mean, I think the biggest thing they're going to bring is confidence. Like you said, they have the number one attack in the league, and they've definitely got a lot of talented players that move the ball well, and they get in dangerous positions. And so, well, I mean, we're expecting a tough match. They're definitely going to give us all that we can handle, but I think we'll be ready.
Well, I know there's going to be a lot of fans going to be there. We're going to fill the stadium, and again, that's why the Rhinos and the partners with the charities in Rochester, Camp Good Days, Hillside, American Diabetes Association, and Breast Cancer Coalition. If you donate to those organizations, $10, $20, $100, you get tickets for Saturday's match. I know the players will appreciate having the stadium packed. We had over 6,000 on a cold and threatening night. Hopefully it'll be a lot better weather on Saturday to get a full house against Louisville, because the team's not lost at home this year. It's a big advantage that the Rhinos have. So, Brandon, wish you guys the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll see you then.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Brandon. It's Brandon Miller of the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass again Saturday night, 7:05 kickoff. You got to be there at Salem Stadium. It's the place to be. The Rhinos in Louisville City for the Eastern Conference Championship. The winner goes to the championship match of the USL next weekend. You got to be there. 4:54 kick. Go to rhinosoccer.com. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis. We'll talk about the other big match coming up on Saturday, United States against Mexico for the CONCACAF berth in the Confederations Cup. It takes place at 9:30 p.m. kickoff from the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. We'll talk about that next with Michael here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and also live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Mr. Saturday Night Special.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The West and New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during this past season in the NWSL. Season ticket packages for the 2016 Flash are now on sale. Be one of the first 30 to purchase 2016 club-level season tickets and receive free parking for the entire season. Season tickets are available in every price level, starting as low as $100. To purchase your season ticket, call 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo and start planning your retirement today. Allstate Life Insurance Company of New York, Hapag, New York.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
It's a battle of the top two teams in the USL as the regular season champion Rochester Rhinos host Louisville City FC in the USL Eastern Conference Final this coming Saturday at 7.05 p.m. at Salem Stadium. Purchase your tickets for this big match by visiting the MVP Healthcare Box Office at 460 Oak Street. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come support your Rhinos as they look to bring home the USL title. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
Bob's on a roll tonight with the bumper music. This is Andrew Battisti and Joe Siriani with the U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you tonight by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, the sponsor for the Rochester Rhinos in the USL playoffs. Call 234-5555 or go to salvatores.com to order a pizza, order your dinner, order lots of things from their great menu, and definitely one of the best places to go for food in Rochester, any of the over 30 Salvatore's locations. And Michael, boy, what a match coming up on Saturday, and already the news is breaking about players who are going to be in the lineup, players who are injured, and we hear today that Gio Dos Santos is not going to be playing because he is hurt for Mexico, and that's certainly good news for the United States.
Yeah, good news for the U.S., not so good news for Mexico. Saying that, and I know Mexico already does not have Andreas Gallardo, who is not only a talented player, but I think he's an inspirational player. He definitely will be missed, but I have a lot of respect for Mexico. They have a lot of depth, and maybe they don't have the same name-type players as Dos Santos or Gallardo, but I think they have players who could make a difference on the field, particularly in one game. I've seen teams pull this off in other sports. I remember, and now I'm probably dating myself, when Willis Reed, when the Knicks overcame Willis Reed's injury to overcome the L.A. Lakers in Game 7 of the 1970 NBA Finals. So you could do it in, you know, for one game, no doubt.
It's going to be a great match. It takes place on Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. kickoff. It's on Fox Sports 1 live from the sold-out Rose Bowl in Pasadena. And Jurgen Klinsmann made his 23-man roster known, and it's a very well-known roster, very experienced roster, Michael. Not a lot of surprises. The big names are all there. Altidore, Dempsey, Bradley, Tim Howard, the guys we all come to know. And it's going to be a test for them against probably a hostile crowd at the Rose Bowl.
No doubt about it. I mean, I think Klinsmann's roster selection shows how serious he is about this game. There's nothing about experimenting, testing players, that sort of thing. The U.S. has to win. And if it means winning ugly, so be it. That's what it's all about. There's nothing... you know, pretty soccer, beautiful soccer, that will get thrown out the window by both teams if it means scraping, scratching, clawing their way to Russia. It's so ironic, given the politics that the U.S. has endured with Russia over the recent affairs in the Middle East, that we're dying to get a sports team over to Russia. But that's in 2 years' time, and Lord knows how life is going to be different on this planet in 2017.
That's for sure. It's going to be quite a match. And this, correct me if I'm wrong, Michael, this match would go to extra time and penalties if necessary to determine a winner. This is a winner-take-all situation because it's the last two Gold Cup champions playing for the spot in the Confederations Cup.
Definitely. So the coaches have to think differently in terms of subbing players. Maybe you don't sub someone in the 60th minute. You wait until the 70th or 75th minute because you want to hold the sub for later on. You know, especially, if there's an injury, you don't want to get caught shorthanded and have a player just hobbling out there on the field. So I think the strategy changes. It's a World Cup knockout round game, an elimination game, and I think it changes the strategy a bit.
There's another factor that is involved over here, and that's the coach tenure with the national team. Certainly, he's going to have to win in order to prove that he's worthy of the job, and if he doesn't, you know, I think there is repercussion, from United States soccer. What is your take on that?
I have written a column about that for Fox News Latino, which has not been published yet. But obviously, if the U.S. wins, there'll be fewer complaints. There'll always be people complaining. But saying that, if the U.S. doesn't win, there's no doubt that Jurgen Klinsmann is on the hot seat. For obvious reasons we don't have to get into. If the U.S. does lose, I don't think he gets fired, even though you would think that would be the proper way to deal with the situation. And the reason is because World Cup qualifying is just around the corner. We're talking about, 5 weeks after a month after the match, boom, the U.S., starts this World Cup qualifying run, and I don't think the powers that be at U.S. soccer will even think about changing the coach then. Saying that, this is not altogether out of this world that maybe there would be something happening over the winter, and I don't think Klinsmann would go too far away from U.S. soccer. Here's one potential scenario, steps down as U.S. coach, but he remains as technical director. Maybe handpicked by him, becomes the coach. But I'd be surprised if U.S. soccer does anything if the U.S. loses, because then they would have to pay out over $2 million a year. His last known salary of Jurgen Klinsmann in 2013 was $2.4 million, and I don't think the U.S. Federation would want to have a bill like that on someone who's not doing anything for them. So that's just my gut feeling. And saying that, yes, if the U.S. doesn't, make it to Russia and defeat Mexico, I've switched to the camp that's saying, I think you need a new person running the show. But my gut feeling is it's not going to happen, or at least not happening overnight.
Well, I'll tell you what. I will say this, Michael. When the U.S. beats Mexico, because I think they will beat Mexico because of the talent they have on this team, and Jozy Altidore right now is on fire, and I think he's going to be the difference maker. I think Ricardo Tuca Ferretti is going to lose his job because there's nothing worse in Mexican soccer than losing to the United States. And if he can't get his team to the Confederations Cup by beating the U.S., I think he's out of a job.
I'll tell you this. You talk about two entirely different soccer cultures. I mean, U.S. soccer will stay with a coach for years. Mexico, you sneeze and you could be in trouble. And there's been so much precedent in the past when Mexico has lost to the United States where they've gotten rid of the coach, particularly in the 1990s when Mexico wasn't ready for all these big upsets that the U.S. pulled off at the time. They were considered upsets. Now you look back at them, and it's sort of like a progression of history. But, Mexico, again, you look the wrong way at the Federation president, you could be out of a job. Losing to the U.S. in this situation, you could be putting up a flare somewhere down the line. I guess we'll have to wait until Saturday night to see what happens.
Mike, just on a side note, I think that the players that he selected right now for this game are the players that are seasoned and they know how to win. But for the future, some of the things that he did in his defense, I would have to say, to prepare the younger players and expose them to World Cup situation. So, you know, there's good, the bad, and the ugly, and everybody can look and say the motive that he didn't pick the best players. But there is, I think that it's the long-range planning that he's got, that he's looking at.
You're talking about Jürgen Klinsmann, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. But right now, you've got to win. This is a one-shot deal. You get through this, and then you can start worrying about World Cup qualifying, where you don't necessarily have to bring in a very experienced team playing against the likes of, against some of the Caribbean teams. So I just think you take that one step at a time, get the win, and then look toward November, and you would not be surprised if you see a different team come in for those two matches.
Certainly, and the match on Saturday, again, is a complete sellout, and they're saying you can't even get near the Rose Bowl without a ticket because it's going to be a zoo, believe me. It is the two biggest rivals and one of the two biggest rivals in the world of soccer playing in a stadium that where you're probably going to have a mixture of U.S., probably more Mexican fans than U.S. fans, but you never know. I think there will be a good amount of people there supporting the U.S. So, Michael, we'll see what happens. It's going to be a great match, and hopefully the Rhinos will go to extra time so I can get home and watch it.
Definitely.
Thanks a lot,
definitely.
Michael.
Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you, Mike.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. I want to thank Michael and Dick Howard, as always, and Brandon Miller from the Rochester Rhinos and the entire Rhino staff for helping out with tonight's show. Again, the USL Eastern Conference Final is this Saturday night, 7:05 against Louisville City FC. 454-KICK. Go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us next Monday at 6:30, Columbus Day / Thanksgiving Day in Canada show at 6:30 again here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.